really don't know if he's having an affair. I mean, he could just be involved with, I don't know, people who get together to invest things, and the place that they invest things is filled with potpourri, and that's why his shirt smells so sweet when he comes home. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. We could find your husband neck deep in potpourri investing things.
I love that. That's from the movie Shall We Dance. I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And have you ever felt yourself in that situation where there's a fact in reality that you just don't want to face? And so you find yourself pausing and trying to think of what's possible. Well, maybe my husband isn't having an affair, but, and those pregnant pauses tell it all, that you're really lying to yourself. You're engaging in a rationalization, and you just, it's so painful to face what you suspect is the truth that you want to try to come up with a story. And of course, in the short run, it may give you a momentary pause. But if, when the guy says your husband's sitting there in an investment club with other guys, sitting neck deep in potpourri, it makes a mockery of it. So I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And we have a lot on the agenda today. Have you ever had a member of your family go ballistic over something that's incredibly trivial? It absolutely drives you mad, and you even hate to get together with this family member because you anticipate it. Well, one listener writes, it all started with the Easter basket. And she tells the story of her grown daughter who gave her stepdaughter's son, this gets a little convoluted, but the little kid, an Easter basket that had a different piece of chocolate in it and a different toy in it, different from what the other kids got. Ha! The stepdaughter goes ballistic. She's on to them. It's a chocolate duck and not a chocolate bunny. How dare you? And add to this, the stepdaughter's son, the one that received the basket, was only 2 years old. So something's going on here. The other kids were older. And another tidbit about this stepdaughter is that she gives birthday parties for, well, the two-year-old, one-year-old, two-year-old, and invites 60 to 80 people. So many that she has to rent a hall. So the listener wants to know, how can she, the stepmother, keep family gatherings with this very unpleasant person pleasant? I'll help her coming up. And another listener writes, this is a very painful one. She says, I love this man, the person she's with, more than anything in the world. And then moments later, she says that she's been with a boyfriend of 11 years and is the father of her three kids. I don't know why they haven't married, but he's now her fiancé. She says that when they want to have sex, he never focuses on me, and I feel like I'm a living, breathing sex toy that he can pull out when he wants. He degrades me, and we spend no time together. He's cheated on me in the past. So the question is, this is the man she loves more than anyone else in the world, more than anything else in the world. What is she loving about him? I'll help her out later in the show. And what will make your life happier? Well, you might turn to self-help books. Many of us do. I've read tons of them. Or seek some help from the expert, today's experts. Searching for happiness is timeless, though. They did it in the 1990s, in the 1900s. And in the Renaissance, but let's stretch that even further. What did people do 2,000 years ago to be happy? You might learn a few tips from them. Later in the show, I'll talk with Dr. John Lewis, an expert on what made the Greeks one of the happiest civilizations in history. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And that means that you matter. Your life matters, and it should matter to you. If you've put yourself on the side burner, take it off and make yourself center stage. You can give me a call right now. I'm a clinical psychologist, and even though it's not therapy, I'd love to give you some advice. My number is toll-free. You can write this down. 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free. 1-877-DR-KENNER. You can change your name or some of the details, not the essential ones, but some of the details when you ask your question, just to keep your own privacy. So feel free to do that. And my website is drkenner.com. And right now we're turning to our after hours line. And this call,
I had a question about my boyfriend's relationship with his ex-wife. My question is, what are the appropriate boundaries he should have with his ex-wife? He's claiming that he and she are good friends and he spends time with her. I live in New York. The ex-wife lives in California. He goes to visit his daughter, but stays, you know, with her family, and they go out to eat and do all these activities together. And, you know, as the girlfriend of a boyfriend who spends a lot of, you know, spending a lot of time with ex-wives and so forth, what should I reasonably expect?
Okay, so you're judging the integrity of your boyfriend, and you've got a problem in that he's still connected with his ex and his kids, which he should be connected with his kids. However, it's not like his wife and his kids are in New York, so you can get to go to these events and spend time with his daughter, and you can get integrated into the family. You're making, because you live in New York City and he travels alone to these events, you feel like you're on the outside, and you are. And so what's going on when he's with her? Well, it completely depends on his integrity and his honesty with you. If he's sleeping with her, if he's playing family life again with her, if she's not married and with her, you know, pursuing her own life, then you may have some warranted concerns. If he's not, if he's just visiting with her daughter and no way in the world would he ever want to get back together with his ex, then your concerns are unwarranted. But what needs to happen is that you need some evidence that would set your mind at ease. You need to raise the question in your mind and talk with him about it. And if he just shuts you down and tells you you're ridiculous for thinking this, then he's not being fair to you, because you need facts. You don't need to just be told you're ridiculous. So you need to know what's actually going on when he's out there. Also, you want to make a decision. Do you want this type of a lifestyle? If you marry this man, it may not fit your needs. You may not want to marry someone who's got this baggage, who's flying across the country and possibly being very good friends with his ex-wife. If you don't want that, then that's a relationship breaker, and you have every right to, even if he's got loving qualities, to break off the relationship, because this is not the type of soulmate that you want. So I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I hope that helps you. And coming up, what happens when you feel like you are just a sex toy in your husband's relationship, in your marriage, and you don't know what to do about it, you don't know where to go? And we'll also talk about happiness later in the show, how the ancient Greeks made themselves so happy. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
A major source of friction is when partners violate the trader relationship. The refusal of a partner or partners to trade, even in everyday actions, will be perceived as unfair, a breakdown of the give and take in the relationship. And the trade involves more than just love. It also applies to character and to everyday relations between partners. Let's say that partners need two incomes to pay the bills. Both have agreed to work, but one partner now refuses to seriously look for a job, preferring to live off the efforts of the other. In addition to being unjust, the partner's refusal to work after promising to do so lacks integrity. When the trader principle is violated, tensions quickly rise. There is a feeling of betrayal and injustice by the partner who is getting the raw end of the deal.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.